The year 2000 started a new decade, a new century, and a new millennium. Hearing Voices from NPR is starting 2010 with a look back at the oddies.
What will I remember about 2006?
You think you know what's coming?
A shortcut through the 21st century, the first decade.
You don't have a clue.
This week, the final part of our three-hour series.
2006 was a difficult year for our troops and the Iraqi people.
Assembled, mixed, and mashed by the audio wizard Peter Boshin.
How time flies.
Of WPKN Bridgeport, Connecticut, WBAI New York City, and MixedUp.com.
Shortcuts.
To everything, there is a season. And a time to every purpose.
The world needs to know about my findings. That's all that's important.
The most vulnerable part of the Earth's ecological system is the atmosphere.
The Earth spins at 1,000 miles an hour as we desperately try to keep from being thrown off.
The situation in Iraq is grave and deteriorating.
Like the first blush of winter that signals a great migration.
Anatawa Yasashi Desune.
911 emergency.
Sleep to that desire!
Taco Bell has a new menu item. It's the chili con coli.
Yeah, it's a very much.
We have ignition and liftoff on a decade-long voyage to visit the planet Pluto.
Is there any warning of their arrival? A sign? A single event that set this chain into motion?
Mr. Speaker, Vice President Cheney.
And if we could mark that single moment in time, that first hint of the prophecy of approaching danger.
This is the legendary red spinning cobra. Wait, the venom!
Holy crap!
I got it all over me. My eyes start to get a shoot of pain.
Could we have done anything differently? Could it have been stopped?
Are you still willing to follow a path that seems to be in opposition to the will of the American people?
Or was the die long ago cast?
I am willing to follow a path that leads to victory.
And if we could go back, alter its course, stop it from happening, would we?
But I also don't believe most Americans want us just to get out now.
And now, a shortcut through the year 2006.
Okay, so here's there. Yet another shortcut.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is not going to be a very good show tonight. And I think you should change the channel.
I'm walking out of this. The best Miss USA that you've ever seen.
Still a lot of questions out there with this holy scandal.
Cherish your youth. Cherish this experience. But above all, cherish your families.
One of the most nauseating stories that we've had to cover here.
Now, I've never criticized President Bush, and I don't think this is useful. But you know, we do have a government that thinks Afghanistan is only 1/7 as important as Iraq.
Mel Gibson first started acting in Sydney at Australia's prestigious National Institute of Dramatic Arts.
I can always remember Mel coming out of rehearsal, and the students would come out and they'd sit around in the green room.
In my country, there is problem. And that problem is the Jew.
But you know, you can imagine in China, it's like ching chong, da chi chong chong, ching chong, Danny DeVito, ching chong 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 chong, Gronk the View, ching chong.
I'm very, very sorry to those people in the audience, the blacks, the Hispanics.
The anti-Jew warrior.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Yeah. I am a perfectly good person, but when I drink, the alcohol makes me say and do things I wouldn't normally do.
She's using the Mel Gibson defense.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Very funny.
Now, here's another surprise. You know what the number one movie this weekend was? Apocalypto.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the front line. Dodging cameras like the one time. Handing out ass kickings like diplomas. Who the first to get it?
Two bits of shocking news. Today, two relationships coming to an end. Two couples that swore they were going to hang in there. But tonight it appears to be curtains for Britney Spears and Kevin Federline, as well as, I know, President Bush and Donald Rumsfeld have also been.
Start remembering what you hear.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
This bill meets our commitment to America's armed forces by preparing them to meet the threats of tomorrow. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
As president, I took an oath to defend the Constitution.
I just want to assure the American people that, one, I've got the authority to do this. Two, it is a necessary part of my job to protect you. And three, we're guarding your civil liberties. And we're guarding the civil liberties.
Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you're crazy. Maybe we're crazy. Probably.
I was sitting outside the classroom waiting to go in, and I saw an airplane hit the tower. The TV was obviously on, and I used to fly myself, and I said, well, there's one terrible pilot. This is, we've got some mighty challenges to make sure the country is more prosperous and more hopeful and the world more peaceful. But, sin duda, we're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país es grave.
Maybe I'm crazy.
My speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully. And America needs a military where our best and brightest are proud to serve.
What am I going to remember about 2007?
I'm not going to make predictions about what 2007 will look like in Iraq.
These are dangerous times. We're all facing explosive issues. Can't you feel it?
911, what's your emergency?
This was another great year for political satire, torture, mayhem, brutality, stupidity.
Then there's the myth of global warming.
You've got very warm temperatures, very low humidity, very strong winds. Everything that is needed for a very bad fire situation is in place right now.
In Oklahoma, they've had their worst power outage on record. 600,000 customers.
A massive river of mud. Tree trunks floating like toothpicks. Homes washed off.
We're worried about everything melting and our carbon emissions bringing the temperature up. The world's going to flood and everybody's going to die.
What's daunting is that no civilization that has exceeded its ecological limits has ever recovered from that.
I remember in the 70s when those same people were saying we're in for global cooling.
There are more fires burning than they have people and engines to put out, and that some people are going to lose their homes.
When I heard the land was burning like the bonfires of Sangwell, I asked God of happening to us now. What a hellfire, what a furnace. Not a tree was left alive. You are hearing voices. And all my cattle, they lay there dying. Sonic selections. Even my horse, dear, did not survive. From the 21st century's first decade.
What is causing the most harm now, as we live in modern times, is carelessness is in the past. A person behaving carelessly could accidentally poison one well, for instance, and there would be millions of wells left on the surface of the planet where we could still get decent water. But now, with our carelessness, with our heedlessness, we are poisoning whole rivers, as perhaps we'll poison whole oceans. And so I think our carelessness is really doing far more damage to our health than anything else we do.
These are dangerous times. We're all facing explosive issues. Can't you feel it? Can't you feel it? You can feel it. Can't you feel it?
we're all watching American Idol trying to not to think about it.
But the damage previously in history has always been completely localized because they were much smaller in scale. And the difference today, including because of globalization, is that we now have the capacity for the first time ever to blow it on a global scale.
There are times when some of us reporters can get information. This time,
we find the seed.
Information is pretty much cast off.
We shape the soil.
Information is pretty much cast off.
We speed the harvest. We feed the planet.
We enter this new year clear-eyed about the challenges in Iraq.
It's me. It's all these toxins there.
The question people usually ask, how do I help? How do I help?
What the hell is he doing?
How can I help? People want to help.
We're all watching American Idol trying to not to think about it.
Yeah.
Just finished the housemates are talking about fame.
Really?
Where did you first realise you wanted to be famous?
Me?
Yeah.
I didn't think I did just want to become famous. I thought I wanted something. But obviously I do just want to be famous. Why else would I put myself here with a load of other desperate people?
Huh? I'm not desperate.
No?
No.
I'm just saying, we must be desperate. Why else would we come onto a show where you have to hand in your dignity at the door?
I haven't handed in my dignity.
Leave me alone!
What is this, make-believe ballroom? How many times are you going to change the station?
And now, a shortcut through the year 2007.
This is an hour of history.
Well, it would have been, could have been worse than you would ever know.
Sorry, I did that. I did a bad thing.
Oh, shoot a man, call a man, worse than you would ever know.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
Well, you told me about nowhere, well, it sounds like some place I'd like to go. Now, here we go.
So I watched the basketball game last night between a little bit of Rutgers and Tennessee, the women's final. Awesome rough girls.
And once again, I made an ass of myself. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old.
There was a time when we all censored ourselves.
Obviously, calling your child a pig or anything else is improper and inappropriate, and I apologize to my daughter for that. You know, things have changed so much since I was a child. And things like this would happen. And a woman might go and have lunch with her friends or go see her family and tell people what she was feeling about what was going on and share with them. And that was what was public. Now in the world we live in, as you know, a person presses one button and the whole world knows what's happened to you. Literally. Literally. Some man took this tape and construed that that was in the child's interest to do that and pressed a button. And it went over the entire world.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing. But I'm a good person.
So what do you say?
I'm saying you have
the
right.
Do you want to determine what ought to happen even though you were the one that did the wrong?
I didn't say that either. I say you have the right to say and do whatever you want to do. What I want you to do and everybody else, everybody who's calling me a racist, everybody who's calling me a bigot, everybody who says, I don't know anything about him. So I've heard people say, I don't know what's in his heart, and I don't know, I've never listened to his show, but I want him fired.
Startling news to report today, Anna Nicole Smith is dead. The model who rose from world captive to become a national assassin was found unconscious at a Florida hotel.
Even though this is a really hard time, I have my friends and family and my fans who support me, and it's just been really helpful.
I'm not rich. I'm going to be rich.
Respect for court, please.
Hi, it's Lindsay Lohan.
About the guy that you met when you were in rehab, are you guys still dating?
Part of the problem is people like you and others are blinded by celebrity.
I don't kiss and tell.
You play things like her in a swimsuit, wriggling around in the water, and you think somehow because of her beauty.
Certainly is a different look for Britney Spears. With me now is Emily Wynn Hughes. Emily, you were inside the tattoo parlor when Britney arrived and got her tattoo, and you asked her why she shaved her head. What does she say?
She basically just said that she was tired of having things plugged into it and she didn't want anybody to touch her.
Leave Britney Spears alone, right?
now! I mean it!
Anna Nicole Smith was the biggest celebrity story, clicked the highest of all on the various homepages I worked on. But Britney losing her kids was pretty close. In 2007, Britney lost her kids. She finalized her divorce. She got sued by several paparazzi. She shaved her head, went to rehab. She went after a paparazzi with an umbrella, told him she was going to kill him.
Her song is called Give Me More for a reason, because all you people want is more, 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 more!
I was at home watching the MTV news or whatever, had a thing that said, you know, Britney Spears shaves her head, you know. And I'm like, that's weird, you know, it's cause some weird news. So then Toby came home from book club or whatever, and I just turned around and said, you know, hey, Britney Spears shaved her head. Toby's like, what? I'm like, well, there are no fewer words that I could say that. I mean, Britney Spears shaved her head, and then it took some more research to get all the details and the pictures of it, but...
Leave Britney alone!
Tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine.
You are hearing voices.
Tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go.
The voices are all from the 21st century's first decade.
It hurts that, you know, the media's made me into sort of this, like, punching bag or cartoon character, and they think that I don't have any feelings, and, you know, it hurts like anyone else. If this was written about anyone, I'd hurt.
I don't understand it. I've never understood the world of celebrity. This has gone on for 30 years. I mean, I really date it to the beginning of People magazine, when all of a sudden you had a magazine just dedicated to the world of celebrity. And more magazines started after that. And a whole culture has grown up around this. And it's the dominant theme of American culture is the world of celebrity. And if you're not a celebrity, what can you do to become one? You pick up a gun and kill somebody?
But you know what is surprising? In a world where, as you say, everybody draws a gun, explosions, violence. I try just to show the adventure of life, fun and tragedy, and I have to choose a material with which everybody can identify.
I was being raised by a single mom and by my grandparents, and you know, I was frustrated and didn't have role models out there that made sense. And so I engaged in a lot of destructive behavior. And I pulled out of it in my first couple of years of college because I started thinking outside of myself. I started thinking about people I met who were struggling a lot worse than I was.
Get older, think about things.
You're a young man. Both are. World's still in front of us.
When you are young, you have so much courage sometimes. I don't know if I would have been able to do it now, you see.
Nostalgia. Nostalgia literally means the pain from an old wound. It's a twinge in your heart, far more powerful than memory alone. This device isn't a spaceship. It's a time machine. It goes backwards and forwards. It takes us to a place where we ache to go again.
What will I remember?
Let's wind the clocks back a year.
What will I remember? What will I remember?
That's a hard question for me to answer.
Oh boy.
Every time I've been asked over the past year,
what will I remember?
My answer has always been the same.
Our time has come. Our movement is real.
That's a great catch by David Tyree.
I see an America where we don't just provide health care for some people.
Run it back.
This is now going to change.
I made you that way.
2008, man.
What the heck is that?
Heard a loud noise, saw flames, and ran for safety.
Fire department, door, said you better get out now.
And when people review what's taken place in the last 6 months, they put it all in one.
There's something going on.
In one package.
Get down to the end.
They'll realize how significantly we have moved.
Really? With the cracking and the thumps and it hit my car.
Oh, my God.
The carnage left more than 170 people
accused of masterminding a $15 billion Ponzi.
Oh, my God.
Made up was released on bail. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of amazing.
Oh, my God.
Mastermind of the Mumbai Max.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I only have one question.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Heads up!
It's 2008.
Heads up!
Shortcuts.
Here's another one.
Shortcuts.
And another one. Why you all in my ear?
Shortcuts.
Heads up!
Shortcuts.
Here's
another one.
Voice authorization required. Accepted.
2008.
You know, between the election and who's it going to be and this economic stuff, I think a lot of people have just been kind of on hold.
Now everything, all our hope is in the future.
For 10 million rupees.
The question once again.
Which is the president that we need now?
Some people think elections are a game. They think it's like who's up or who's down.
That's a start.
It's about our country. It's about our kids' futures.
What do you think?
You got two individuals. Either one of them could be a good president.
Decision time. For 10 million rupees.
This is one of the most important elections America's ever faced.
Perhaps the most consequential in generations.
And, you know, then the voters get to decide.
A contest that will determine the course of this nation for years, perhaps decades to come.
And we do it, each one of us, because we care about our country. But some of us are right and some of us are wrong. Some of us are ready and some of us are not.
Okay. Computer, take away two wrong answers, please.
More sounds of the 21st century coming up in a minute on Hearing Voices. From NPR, this is HearingVoices.com. Welcome back to Hearing Voices, shortcuts through the 21st century, the first decade. Mixed by Peter Beauchamp of MixedUp.com.
I think elections are about the future. But how do you determine what will happen in the future? Well, you have to look to the record. You have to look to what we say in campaigns and what we have done during our careers. You gave a great speech in 2002 opposing the war in Iraq. That was not what the point of our criticism was. It was more about the distinction between words and action.
Words and action.
And, you know, then the voters get to decide.
The inside of the White House doesn't have the luminous quality that you might expect from TV or film. It seems well kept but worn. A big old house that one imagines might be a bit drafty on cold winter nights. Still, as I stood in the foyer and let my eyes wander down the corridors, it was impossible to forget the history that had been made there. JFK and Bobby Kennedy huddling over the Cuban Missile Crisis. FDR making last-minute changes to a radio address. Lincoln alone, pacing the halls and shouldering the weight of the nation.
It was springtime. The tulips had just come out. I never forget. We looked out across. It was one of those gorgeous days. And I was pretty emotionally wrought up. And I remember that I could just hardly bring myself to tell Arlington that he had to go. But I did it. I cut off one arm. Then cut off the other.
Over in the west wing of the White House, there's the problem of leaks. A few weeks ago, those stories broke about the Kennedy tapes, and that caused something of a stir. Up on the Hill, I understand they were saying You need eloquence in the state dining room, wit in the East Room, and sign language in the Oval Office.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
The president himself appeared in the doorway and waved me in.
Almost 3 minutes behind, Raphael. Pick up the pace.
Obama, the president said, shaking my hand. Come here and meet Laura. Laura, you remember Obama. We saw him on TV during election night. Beautiful family. And that wife of yours, that's one impressive lady. The president turned to an aide nearby, who squirted a big dollop of hand sanitizer in the president's hand. Want some? Good stuff. Keeps you from getting colds.
You know, my running times are better than ever since the Afghan invasion. I'm back down from 7 minute miles to the 6:45s. I mean, honestly, probably the fastest president in history.
Come over here for a second, he said, leading me off to one side of the room. You know, he said quietly, I hope you don't mind me giving you a piece of advice. Not at all, Mr. President. You've got a bright future, he said, very bright. But I've been in this town a while, and let me tell you, it can be tough. When you get a lot of attention, like you've been getting, people start gunning for you. And it won't necessarily be just coming from my side, you understand. From yours, too. Everybody will be waiting for you to slip. Know what I mean? So watch yourself.
Those mob fools want you gone so they can get back to the way things were. But I know the truth. There's no going back. You've changed things. Forever. To them, you're just a freak. Like me. They need you right now. When they don't, they'll cast you out. Like a leper.
So watch yourself.
Now that I'm headed to retirement.
Should enemy strike our country, businesses would close their doors, murderous dictators.
The value of your home could suddenly make you drive even more. Banks could fail to fulfill their stated ambitions. Global war. And a distressing scenario would unfold.
I used to. It rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone. Sweep the streets I used to own.
So what if the guy threw a shoe at me? The verdict of history is unmistakable.
Do you feel bad for the guy?
For President Bush?
Yes, sir.
He deserves it.
It's like going to a political rally and having people yell at you.
I would have liked to have done it myself.
It's like driving down the street and have people not gesturing with all five fingers.
You're garbage. Who kills for money?
It's a way for people to draw, you know, attention. I don't know what the guy's cause is.
Listen as the crowd would sing. Now the old king is dead. Long live the king. One minute I held the key. Next the walls were closed on me. And I discovered that my castle stand upon pillars of salt and pillars of sand.
To leave. That's what they want us to do. And I think the world would be better off if we did leave. If that's what they want us to do.
We were so depressed that it is so amazing to see that we actually can turn the country around.
And CNN cannot reject Barack Obama.
have come so far. We have seen so much, but there's so much more to do. So tonight, let us ask ourselves, if our children should live to see the next century, what change will they see? What progress will we have made? This is our chance to answer that call. This is our moment.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Good evening. The world has never known a day quite like today.
On this day, we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances and false promises, the recriminations and worn-out dogmas that for far too long have strangled our politics.
We ask you to help us right for that day when black will not be asked to get back, when brown can stick around, when yellow will be mellow, when the red man can get ahead, man, and when white will embrace what is right.
Hello, America.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it.
Cactus 1549-700, climbing 5,000.
Cactus 1549, report clear to contact on maintain 15,000.
This is Cactus 1539. It burns. You've lost thrust on both engines. Returning back towards LaGuardia.
Okay, you need to return to LaGuardia. Turn left, heading up 220.
220.
Tower, stop your departure. He's got emergency returning. It's 1529. He bird strike. He lost all engines. He lost the thrust in the engines. He's returning immediately.
Cactus 1529. Which engines?
He lost thrust in both engines, he said.
Got it.
Cactus 1529. We can get it, Fia. Do you want to try to land 1313?
1311. We may end up in the Hudson.
Hi, Cactus 1549. It's going to be left traffic to runway 31.
Unable.
Okay, what do you need to land? Do you want to try to go to Teterboro?
Yes.
Teterboro, Empire. Actually, LaGuardia Departure Guy, emergency inbound.
Hey, guys.
Cactus 1529 over the George Washington Bridge wants to go to the airport right now.
Wants to go to the airport, check. Does he need assistance?
Yes, it was a bird strike. Can I get him in for runway 1?
Runway 1, that's good.
Cactus 1529, turn right 280, you can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
I'm sorry, say again, Cactus. Cactus 1549, radar contact is lost. You also got Newark Airport up at 2 o'clock in about 7 miles.
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
Eagle 5, 4718, turn left bank 210.
210, 4718. I think he said he was going in the Hudson.
Cactus 1549, he's gone.
Please welcome the crew of U.S. Airways Flight 1549.
So many things I want to talk about, and the thing that occurred to me today when I was thinking about what you went through, your miraculous landing of that plane in the Hudson River, was that my experience, I think we've all had this experience, is that pilots try and downplay things. How do you downplay we're going into the Hudson River? How did you downplay?
This was such a time-critical thing. We had 208 seconds from the time we hit the birds that we landed.
Right.
So I took what was probably a long time, about 3 or 4 seconds, to choose my words very carefully. And I said about a minute before landing, this is the captain, brace for impact.
Wow.
And that was
okay.
All there was time for.
Thank you for the days, those endless days, those sacred days you gave me. I'm thinking of the days. I won't forget a single day, believe me. I bless the light. I bless the light that shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day.
This is Hearing Voices.
Believe me.
You're listening to selected speeches, songs, and sound bites from the 21st century, mixed by Peter Beauchamp.
Days I remember all my life. When you can't see wrong from right, you took my life, but then I knew that very soon you'd leave me. But it's all right, Now I'm not frightened of this world, believe me. I wish today could be tomorrow. The night is dark, it just brings sorrow. Let it wait. Thank you for the day. That shines on you, believe me. And though you're gone, you're with me every single day, believe me.
Everybody stands on somebody's shoulders, and we say that we stand on Percy's shoulders. We stand on the shoulders of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and Harriet Tubman and Rosa Parks. And I always include Percy Ellis Sutton.
Percy Sutton left a legacy of people. You look around this, the three of us all benefit from being with Percy. He launched our careers. And you go around and look and see who they are. You name them, county leaders, assemblymen, legislators, congressmen, all went to Percy.
I think he's the brightest, most wonderful person who has come across the starting line.
I wanted to say a few words this morning about the passing of an extraordinary leader, Senator Edward Kennedy.
There's nobody in my lifetime who has established the record of achievement and progress, civil rights, civil liberties. He was there.
Jack Kennedy said that he's the most natural politician of us all.
I'm announcing today my candidacy for the Senate of the United States.
And welcome to Hyannisport. I do want to tell the women in this audience today that I hope they are going to vote for Ted.
His ideas and ideals are stamped on scores of laws and reflected in millions of lives. In seniors who know new dignity, in families that know new opportunity, in children who know education's promise, and in all who can pursue their dream in an America that is more equal and more just, including myself.
The work begins anew. The hope rises again.
If you told me 10 years ago that I'd be sitting here talking like this, I would have said, I would have bet $10,000 against it. Maybe someday I'll be able to sit back and reflect on what has happened to me in the last 3 or 4 years, because it's almost beyond comprehension. If you saw it in a movie, if this somebody had written the script about a former teacher retiring and writing a book that had initially low expectations and then zoomed out of control, you'd say that screenwriter was exaggerating. Maybe this is the land of exaggeration.
A gypsy rover come over the hill, down through the valley so shady. He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of a lady.
Let me hear you.
What? He whistled and he sang till the green woods rang, and he won the heart of the lady.
See the steamer go round the bend, goodbye my lover, goodbye. They're taking old Sammy away to the pen, goodbye my lover, goodbye. Why are they taking old Sam to the pen, goodbye my lover, goodbye. He hit a policeman and hit him again, goodbye my lover, goodbye.
Hi, I'm Roy Disney, and I'm next to the Tree of Life at Disney's Animal Kingdom at the Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. You know, this reminds me of the year I spent roaming around the forests of Wyoming and Utah, chasing after birds and squirrels to film the story of Perry.
Snake baked a hoe cake and set the frog to watch it. The frog fell a-dozing, the lizard came and took it. Bring back my hoe cake, you long-tailed nanny-o.
I'm confused, Aunt Peggy. I feel like we're inside, but I'm pretty sure we're outside.
Thank you, Luann.
Bring back my hoe cake, you long-tailed nanny-o.
You know, what bugs me is being categorized, typecast, you know, put in a place. I don't think anybody likes that.
But the role in which you burst on the scene in Charlie's Angels, you kind of knew, being bright, that was going to happen.
I think I wasn't so bright then. I guess I didn't know.
Were you surprised at all the attention that got? I mean, the kind of sex symbol and that kind of...
Yes, very surprised.
Blackbird singing in a dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
We proudly welcome to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Miss Farrah Fawcett.
Whoa!
Farrah, look up!
Farrah Fawcett will be remembered as one of the sexiest women of the 1970s. Her poster hung in the bedrooms of teenaged boys around the country.
Hi, fellas. What are you playing?
And her breakout role as one of Charlie's Angels made her a star.
Three words I never ever thought possible that I would hear. Malignant, tumor, recurrence.
I came down here to keep a promise. I gave K.O. my word that if he stood up to the mob, I'd stand up with him. All the way. And now K.O. Dugan is dead. He was one of those fellas who had the gift of standing up, but this time they fixed him. Oh, they fixed him for good this time. Some people think the crucifixion only took place on Calvary. They better wise up. Taking Joey Doyle's life to stop him from testifying is a crucifixion. And dropping a sling on K.O. Dugan because he was ready to spill his guts tomorrow, that's a crucifixion. And anybody who sits around and lets it happen, keeps silent about something he knows has happened, shares the guilt of it just as much as the Roman soldier who pierced the flesh of our Lord to see if he did.
Dear fellas, I can't believe how fast things move on the outside. I saw an automobile once when I was a kid, but now they're everywhere. The world went and got itself in a big damn hurry.
From Hitsville, USA, the home of the world-famous Detroit Sound.
Yeah, I heard like maybe a half an hour ago. I'm gonna miss him, miss all the songs that he wrote too. His first song was ABC, that was a very good song.
It is crazy. I'm a huge fan of pop culture and Michael Jackson and entertainment. This is something that is going to be life-changing that people are going to remember forever.
Remember when we fell in love? You were young and innocent then. Do you remember how it all began? It just seemed like heaven, so I
Michael Jackson reported dead. Breaking news, pop star Michael Jackson is reportedly dead after being found not breathing in his Los Angeles home.
I just
I was just on the bus now, that's why I'm rushing home. But someone just texted me and said, no jokes, Wacko Jacko has died. So I've just seen it on my phone, so I'm just going home and put the news on now to see if it's true.
It's just numbing. I mean, I'm in my 20s and I therefore presume that one day I would out, you know, I would live this day. Just never did I presume it would come so quickly.
There's a real sense of shock and disbelief about what's happened here tonight. The news has been spreading through the thousands of people here over the past few hours.
I think fans will feel close to mortified. We've been brought up listening to Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was my first album, Bad, on cassette, and I just can't believe it, to be honest. It doesn't even feel real.
There was something about Michael that he beat all of the odds, and we thought we'd see him moonwalk one more time. And I think the shock of thinking that he's gone with no goodbye is something that's overwhelming.
Jermaine, what do you like about girls?
I like girls that are quiet with nice, pretty brown eyes.
Right on, brother.
Sort of shy, but smart and bright.
I agree 100%, brother. How about you, Michael?
Well, I like their legs big. I like them with pretty big eyes.
You are hearing voices, speeches, songs, and sound bites of the oddies, the first decade of the 21st century.
When you're my age, you know that the end is in sight. How do you handle it? You live for the moment. The past is gone, and the future isn't here yet, and you ain't gonna change it no matter what you think. And so the most obvious thing to do is right now.
Les Paul, ladies and gentlemen.
Join with me now in bringing to the stage a young lady whose name always appears last whenever you see or you hear the three names together, but who is generally first in the minds of every man. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Mary Travis.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
A Shortcut Through the 21st Century was produced by Peter Beauchamp. Peter Beauchamp is All Mixed Up, online at mixedup.com. He's also found at WPKN Bridgeport, Connecticut, and WBAI New York City. This is hearingvoices.com.
Hearing Voices is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art. Our producers are Scott Carrier, Ann Hepperman, Larry Massett, and Kara Oler. Our intern is Max Darum. Mix engineer is Robin Wise of soundimagery.com. Executive producer is Barrett Golding. From NPR, National Public Radio, this is HearingVoices.com.